Moncrief on News Talk.
A postcard that was sent 125 years ago, was finally delivered a few days ago, but not to its intended recipient. This was an extraordinary and unlikely story that unfolded in South Wales recently, and I'm joined now by Henry Darby, Marketing and Communications Officer for Swansea Building Society, to discuss it. Hello, Harry, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, John?
I'm very well. And sorry, Henry, I called you Harry there momentarily for some reason.
That's fine.
Word blindness this morning. But it is Henry I'm talking to in Swansea. So this is just an incredible story. I suppose I'll start at the end, though. How come I'm talking to you about it? Why did you get the postcard?
Well, that to be fair, that is still the mystery we're struggling to uncover. This time last week, last Friday, as you'd expect, a building society or a bank, we get lots of mail to our head office, and within last week's mail was this postcard, not in a separate envelope, not with a note attached. And obviously, pretty quickly, we realised it was not expected to head office in Swansea. And although the address was correct, it was 121 years late.
Wow. Okay. So first of all, what did the postcard say?
So it's actually taken quite a bit of deciphering, but thankfully, what began with the local community and what is now the world community have got involved and helped me and everyone at the society kind of decipher what we believe the postcard to say. It's very specific, although vague at the same time. So Ewart, who is writing to Lydia, says, "Dear L, I was unable to get it. It was impossible to get you the pair of. Good news is I've got 10 shillings and my train fare home. Send love to the family. See you soon, Ewart."
Wow.
We're not sure what they're talking about, but obviously they both know what they're talking about. But they didn't want to allude it to the postman, I'm guessing.
Wow. I don't know if you heard, we were talking about movie twists and I mentioned The Third Man. That sounds like something out of a 1950s war movie. So Ewart is writing to Lydia. He yeah. said, I didn't have money to get a pair, or I did get a pair.
He was unable to get a pair. It was impossible. So obviously Lydia had asked him to get her something, but whatever the pair of it, whatever it is, they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we've kind of tried to fill in some blanks, but who knows? Obviously, it was 1903. A pair of gloves, a pair of shoes. I guess we'll never know.
Ewart, how do you say his name?
Yeah, again, it's obviously a name that's fallen out of fashion. We believe it's Celtic. A lot of people have kind of indicated it's Scottish, but obviously in Wales, it wouldn't be out of the norm either to kind of have a name like that. So we think it's Ewart.
Ewart.
And
he's writing to Lydia. Is she his wife, sister? I mean, again, you're filling in the blanks, but what do we think?
So I spoke to what we believe to be Ewart's grandson yesterday, and he filled in a blank for me that we now know Ewart is Lydia's little brother. So Lydia was 16 at the time. Ewart was 13, according to the 1901 census.
13, 1-3.
Yeah. Their grandfather lived in Fishguard, which is just down the coast from Swansea in Pembrokeshire. And they, we believe, would take it in turns to visit him during the summer. Lydia had obviously asked Ewart, "When you go to Fishguard to see grandfather, please can you bring back a pair of something for me?" And obviously he's decided to write a postcard to let her know he's unable to bring the pair of whatever she's asked for back. Essentially, it's a text message between a brother and sister just 121 years ago.
You know, someone texted in there saying, thought this was a romantic postcard until I heard they were siblings. I mean, there's still a beauty to this, though, I have to say. So in terms of, you know, what it was actually about, we can speculate, and you filled in a bit of the blanks there by contacting people. And I presume you spoke to one or two genealogists, did you? It sounded
like
you might
have. Yeah. Lots of genealogists have reached out. We've worked very closely with the West Glamorgan Archive, who have helped massively kind of providing us with the 1901 census and kind of just, filling in the blanks. So, yeah, Lydia lived in 11 Craddock Street with her six siblings. She was the oldest of six. Her mother and father also lived there.
Yeah.
Her dad was a master tailor. And then, yeah, not long after, I think this postcard was sent, obviously Lydia grew up, she met a man from London, moved to London. He owned a hotel in London on Pall Mall. And then actually the tale goes a little bit cold, but this morning I've been contacted by what we believe to be Lydia's great niece, and she now lives in Toronto. Okay. So I think she's now able to fill in some more blanks for us to what Lydia's life looked like once she then moved to London.
Wow. And all of this from a few lines on a postcard 125 years ago. Tell me this. Yeah. What state is it in?
It's in amazing condition. Mm. Swansea Building Society turned 100 last year, and it's quite bizarre to have a piece of card on my desk that's 20 years older than that.
Wow.
But it's in miraculous condition. I'm guessing it's maybe been in a book, maybe used as a bookmark or something. Like I said, we're still not sure how it ended up back with us. But because of how well it's been kept, I'm thinking it must have been found, or it's been in a box perfectly or something along those lines. But it's not damp, it's not stained at all. It's amazing to see.
Yeah, there's a lot of people texting in talking about kind of the dying art or the lost art or the lost practice of sending postcards. And I think it's brought people back. And this was in my head, but someone else texted in that young boy could have ended up fighting in World War One. Highly likely, a working class kid in South Wales. He probably would have ended up in the Somme or somewhere like that. Tell me this, Henry. You're not going to ruin this delightful story and tell me you're about to flog it on eBay for 100 grand or anything, are you?
No, of course not. I think our initial plan, we weren't sure what the plan was. We always thought hopefully there'd still be someone local, potentially connected to Lydia in some capacity, and that we'd be able to give it back to the family and it be, passed down for generations to come. What we now know is there's lots of family who care massively about this postcard.
Yeah.
So maybe an archive might be the best home for it, where not only the distant family can visit it, but, you know, obviously this postcard's now probably one of the most famous postcards in the world. So yeah. If other people would like to see it, would like to read it, and kind of, yeah, I think maybe a local archive or museum might make more sense, so they can look after it properly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you're doing, despite my joke about eBay, I was joking. You're doing all this just for, you know, the common good, I guess, right? This is nothing to do with the Building Society or anything other than the fact it was sent to you.
Exactly. We're massively passionate about the community. We're not a huge building society. We've only got 4 branches in South Wales, but, you know, very similar to Dublin and to Ireland. Community means a huge amount here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why we thought, you know what, let's post this on our social media. We've only got a couple of thousand followers, but maybe someone might know something about it. And
yeah, well, listen,
the rest is history.
On that, my Celtic brother across there in Wales, have you shared a pic of this online? Can people go and look at it?
Yeah. So it's on our social media if you search for Swansea Building Society. But I mean, if you just put in postcard Swansea into Google, I saw it was on the New York Post yesterday.
Wow.
It's on ABC News in LA. It's on Fox News in New York. I've spoke to podcasts in Canada. I've spoke to the biggest magazine in Germany, all because of a postcard.
Well, all roads were leading to you talking to John Fardy here on Moncrief today. I'm sure you appreciate that. Well, listen, it's been absolutely delightful to talk to you. That's Henry Darby, Marketing and Communications Officer with Swansea Building Society. Well done on what you did with that 125-year-old postcard.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.